Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the second of the semi-final matches in Top Pub Team 2014. As usual, there are six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round, 64 questions in all. The score and timekeeper this evening is Fionnuala Rabbitt, and here she is with the rules of the contest.
There are 2 points for a correct answer for a team question, and if they get it wrong, it will be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they then answered correctly. We can only accept the first answer, and the team captains will answer on behalf of the team. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but will not be thrown over. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Fionnuala. Right, one team has already booked its place in the final, and that's on Greenon Hotel, Burt. Playing to compete with them in the final are Da Vinci's Pub and Derry and Christie's Bar, Strabane. Playing for Da Vinci's Pub and Derry are Hugh Gilliland, captain, Jim Moore, Joan Winters and Brian Brownlee. Playing for Christie's Bar, Strabane are Jerry O'Connell, captain, Aidan Dunn, Tommy Barr and Brendan McDade. Now, we tossed a coin earlier and Da Vinci's won and elected to go first. So the best of luck to both teams, and the first question goes to Da Vinci's Pub in Derry. Here we go. Sheriff Pat Garrett shot and killed who on the 14th of July, 1881?
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. What is the outer layer of skin called? The outer layer.
Epidermis.
The epidermis is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Pub and Derry. Which many-headed monster was killed by Hercules?
Hydra.
Hydra is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. What was composer Mendelssohn's first name? Mendelssohn, what was his first name?
Felix.
Felix is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Pub, who was Inspector Clouseau's valet? What was the name of his valet? He was always fighting with him.
No answer.
No answer, Hugh. Okay. For a bonus to Christie's if they get it right. Need an answer, chap, straight away. No good?
Chop suey.
Their name was Cato. Cato. Right. Now, Christie's Bar, your own question. What is the motto of the United States of America? What is the motto of the United States of America?
In God we trust.
Correct. For 2 points. Da Vinci's Pub, Derry. Who wrote Dr. Zhivago?
Boris Pasternak.
Boris Pasternak did for 2 points. Christie's Bar. Who was the gypsy girl who befriended Quasimodo?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda is also correct for 2 points. Here endeth the first round. Fionnuala.
After that round, Da Vinci's Pub have 6 points and Christie's Bar have 8.
Right. Here we go with round 2, Da Vinci's Pub and Derry. Who wrote, A little learning is a dangerous thing? Not knowledge. Knowledge is a misquote. A little learning is a dangerous thing.
Alexander Pope.
Alexander Pope did for 2 points. Christie's Bar, which boxer was nicknamed the Manasseh Mauler?
Jack Dempsey.
Jack Dempsey is also correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Pub in Derry. Who was the thief released by Pontius Pilate instead of Jesus?
Barabbas.
Barabbas is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. What does caveat actor mean? Caveat actor.
Let the buyer beware.
Pass it across for 1 point. Caveat actor. Caveat emptor is let the buyer beware.
Let the seller beware.
Let the doer beware. That's what the answer is. Let the doer beware. Your own question, Da Vinci's Pub. Alex Haley wrote Roots, the story of a captured African slave. What was his name?
Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, what is the special song of the U.S. Navy? They have their own song, which is called, or tune.
Anchors Away.
Anchors Away is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, whose horse was Black Bess?
Dick Turpin.
Dick Turpin is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, who wrote The Call of the Wild?
Jack London.
Jack London is also correct for 2 points. And we have 2 rounds completed. Fionnuala.
And following that second round, the teams are even, with Da Vinci's Pub scoring 8 in that, bringing them to 14, and Christie's Bar scoring 6, bringing them to 14.
Here we go with round 3. Team questions. Da Vinci's. What was the last remaining thing in Pandora's box?
Hope.
Hope is correct for 2 points. Christie's. In which U.S. state is Disneyland? Disneyland.
California.
California is correct for 2 points. Disney World's in Florida. Da Vinci's, what was the Beatles' first hit record? Very first, 1962.
Love Me Do.
Love Me Do is absolutely correct for 2 points. Christie's. Who played Harry Palmer in the Ypres final in 1965?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine did for 2 points. Da Vinci's. What is the Legislative Assembly of Norway called? The Legislative Assembly of Norway is called...
The Storthing.
The Storthing is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. Who is Edmond Dantès? Who is Edmond Dantès? Better known as?
Count of Monte Cristo.
The Count of Monte Cristo is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's. What was Al Capone's nickname?
Scarface.
Scarface is correct for 2 points. Last question of the third round to Christie's Bar. How many walking legs has a lobster? In other words, not counting the claws. How many walking legs has a lobster?
Six.
Throw it over for a possible answer to Da Vinci's.
8.
8 is correct for a bonus point for Da Vinci's Pub in Derry. So, we have ended the first 3 rounds and we'll be following now the individual rounds. But in the meantime, Fionnuala.
Yes, after that round, the Da Vinci's Pub scored 9, bringing them to 23. And Christie's Bar scored 6, bringing them to 20.
Right. very close and lots to play for. Individual round, I'm going to ask Da Vinci's Pub and Dairy your four questions first, one after the other, and then we'll go over to the other team. So, Hugh, starting with you. Which Marie is supposed to have said, "Let them eat cake"?
Marie Antoinette.
Antoinette is correct for 2 points. Jim, in which month is Twelfth Night? Which month is Twelfth Night?
January.
January is correct, the evening of the 5th of January. Joan, who played Mrs. Fawlty in Fawlty Towers? What's the name of the lady who played Mrs. Fawlty? You can see her, but you're having trouble remembering her name.
She was married to John Cleese.
Any good?
Can't remember.
Can't remember. Prunella Scales. Prunella Scales. Brian, what can be upside down, Ginger or Dundee?
Cake.
Cake is correct for 2 points. Right, we'll go over to Christie's Bar for your individual round. Starting with you, Jerry. In which TV programme do Patsy and Edina appear?
Absolutely Fabulous.
Absolutely Fabulous for 2 points. Aidan, where were Norse gods said to live?
Valhalla.
Valhalla is correct for 2 points. Or Asgard, I would have accepted, which is one of the homes. Tom, which musical instrument has dampers, hammers and strings? Dampers, hammers and strings.
Piano.
A piano is correct for 2 points. Brendan, what was the first name of the female singer in The Carpenters?
Karen.
Karen is also correct for 2 points. Well, that's the end of the first individual round. And we'll go to Fionnuala now for a score halfway through the contest.
Following that round, Da Vinci's Pub scored 6, bringing them to 29. And Christie's Bar scored 8, bringing them to 28.
Getting closer and closer. Well, just before we continue, I want to remind you that this quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. Here we go. Part 2, second half of the contest. Individual questions starting with Da Vinci's Pub. Hugh, what is arachnophobia the fear of?
Spiders.
Spiders is correct for 2 points. Jim, in which city is La Scala Opera House?
Milan.
Milan is correct for 2 points. Joan, in rhyming slang, what is meant by dickery dock?
A clock.
A clock is also correct for 2 points. And Brian, how many players in a rugby league side? Sorry, how many players in a rugby league side?
13.
13 is correct. Now over to Christie's Bar for your questions. Starting off with Jerry. In boxing, what does WBA stand for?
World Boxing Association.
Absolutely correct for 2 points. Aidan, in legend, which king turned everything he touched into gold?
King Midas.
King Midas did. Now, Tom, REM stands for rapid movement of what?
The eye.
The eye is correct for 2 points. Brendan, which instrument measures a plane's height, an aeroplane's height, above the earth? Which instrument measures the height of an aeroplane above the earth? No?
No.
An altimeter, Brendan. Simple as that. Well, that is the end, ladies and gentlemen, of the individual round. Score.
Well, that has changed the score again, and we have Da Vinci's Pub scored 8, bringing them to 37. Christie's Bar scored 6, bringing them to 34.
Right, plenty to play for. Here we go with more team questions, starting with Da Vinci's Pub in Derry. Which Swede was world heavyweight boxing champion in the 1950s?
Ingemar Johansson.
Ingemar Johansson is absolutely correct. Christie's Bar, for what macabre purpose was the black-tongued chow chow dog bred? What was he particularly bred for? The chow. Answer, please, Jerry.
To scare away the spirits?
No. A possible bonus if Da Vinci's get it right. Need an answer quickly, please. No good?
No answer.
No answer. Okay. Well, I can tell you he was bred to eat. He was food. The chow. Hence the word chow. Okay? Right. Da Vinci's Pub and Dairy. George Orwell's Animal Farm had what name? What was the name of the farm?
Manor Farm.
Manor Farm is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. Trichology, T-R-I-C-H, is the scientific study of what? Trichology.
Hair?
Hair is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's. Which ruined Egyptian city has a namesake in Tennessee?
Memphis.
Memphis is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. Who wrote The Lord of the Flies? Lord of the Flies.
Fielding.
Throw it over for a bonus point.
Golding.
Golding. William Golding, not Fielding. Sorry, I couldn't accept that. Now, Da Vinci's Pub, your own question. By what name was convict Robert Stroud better known?
The Birdman of Alcatraz.
He was, for 2 points. Christie's Bar. Baton Rouge is the capital of which U.S. state?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is absolutely correct for 2 points. And we have 2 rounds still to play, and let's hear what the score is from Vinula.
Following that round, Da Vinci's Pub scored 9, bringing them to 46, and Christie's Bar scored 4, bringing their score to 38.
Right, still 2 rounds to go. Here we go. Da Vinci's Pub. Who said, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration? Answer, please.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is the correct answer. Christie's Bar. Which day of the week is named after a planet? Which day of the week is named after a planet?
Saturday.
Saturday is correct, named after Saturn, by the Romans in the 2nd century. Da Vinci's Pub. How Are Things in Glaucomora comes from which musical? I won't attempt to sing it, but I'm sure you all know it. How Are Things in Glaucomora?
Brigadoon.
We'll pass it over for a bonus point to Christie's Bar.
Finian's Rainbow.
Finian's Rainbow is the correct answer for a bonus point. Your own question, Christie's Bar. What is the value of the outer bull in darts?
25.
25 is the correct answer. Da Vinci's Pub. Why was the Adulterer's Bible so called? The Adulterer's Bible.
It said, thou shalt commit adultery.
That's right. They left out the not, and thou shalt not commit adultery. That's correct for 2 points. It had to be quickly taken off the shelves, I think. Christie's Bar. Who did Linda Eastman marry in 1969?
Paul McCartney.
She did, for 2 points. Da Vinci's Pub. Which golfer is known as the Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus is correct for 2 points. And the last question of this round for Christie's Bar. Who wrote Sex and the Single Girl? Sex and the Single Girl. Big hit away back when? Around the 60s, I think.
Jackie Collins.
It wasn't, Jerry. No possible bonus to Da Vinci's if they get it right. Answer, please.
Julie Cooper.
It was Helen Gurley Brown. That was the name of the lady who wrote Sex and the Single Girl. So no points for either team there. And we have one round to go. In the meantime, we have a score. Fionnuala.
Yes, the scores after that round are Da Vinci's Pub scoring 6, bringing them to 54, and Christie's Bar scoring 7, bringing them to 45.
Right, last round, lady and gentlemen. Da Vinci's, on which plane is Stonehenge located?
Salisbury Plain.
Correct, for 2 points. Christie's Bar, how many stars are in Orion's belt? How many stars in his belt?
7.
7 is wrong, Jerry. We'll pass it over to the other side for a possible bonus. How many stars in Orion's belt?
5.
There are 3 stars in Orion's belt. Have a look at the sky the next time there's a big starry night. Now, Da Vinci's Pub. From which fruit is the drink Kirsch made? Kirsch.
Cherries.
Cherries is correct for 2 points. Christie's, why was a trireme so called? A trireme.
Triple hull.
It wasn't triple hulled. I'll pass it over for a possible point to Da Vinci's Pub.
3 banks of oars.
3 banks of oars is the exact answer. That's what it was, 3 banks of oars. So you got a bonus point there. Now, your own question. Da Vinci's, if you were anosmic, what would be wrong with you? Anosmic.
You couldn't smell.
No sense of smell is correct. 2 points. Christie's Bar. Switzerland has 26 constituent parts known as what?
Cantons.
Cantons is correct for 2 points. 2 questions left. Da Vinci's. The secret police in Papadoc Duvalier's Haiti were called what?
Tonton Macoute.
The Tonton Macoute is absolutely correct for 2 points. And the last question goes to you, Christie's Bar. What was Mr. Punch's advice to young men about to marry? Mr. Punch. His advice to young men about to marry was...
Don't.
Don't is absolutely correct, Jerry, for 2 points. Well, that's the end of the competition. Fionnuala, you have a score for us, I'm sure.
Yes, at the end of that final round, where Christie's Bar have scored 49, Da Vinci's Pub have scored 61.
Very good. Well done. Well, very well done to both teams for a very good game. And now we know the name of our 2 finalists. On Green on Hotel, Bert will play Da Vinci's Pub in Derry in the final. Tune in again at the same time next week for the grand final of Top Pub Team 2014, which will be an hour-long marathon with twice the number of questions, a real test of general knowledge, concentration, recall, and a little bit of luck. The winning pub will receive the perpetual trophy and €500 for a charity of its choice, and the competing teams will receive winners and runners-up plaques. So from the teams representing Da Vinci's Pub in Derry, Christie's Bar Strabane, with thanks to Oisin Kelly and Tommy Rosny for engineering, from Fionnuala Rabbit and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.